We continue our reading in the prophet Isaiah, coming now to chapter 45. We'll read verses 14 to 25. This passage is published in your bulletin. It'll be on your screen if you're watching it online. Now, this whole section of Isaiah is chock full of great gospel messages and statements. And there's two very notable statements in this passage. The first is found in verse 15. Truly, you are a guide who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Martin Luther liked to quote this. And this is a statement about how, to all appearances, God's abandoned his people. They're forsaken. They're in the Babylonian captivity. They are weak, and yet he is saving them. We have the same experience. It seems outwardly that we're insignificant, that we may sometimes seem abandoned. Oh, we are never abandoned. And he says that the world is going to end up coming to you because it's going to be seen that you alone possess the true God. It's the conversion of the nations to the God of Israel. Now, the other statement is found in verse 22. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Now, this verse is beloved to me because it was the verse preached for the conversion of Charles Spurgeon, the great Baptist preacher of 100 years ago. The story is this. Spurgeon was about 19 years old, raised in a Christian family, but unconverted. He felt the burden of his sin. In the midst of a storm, a winter storm, he went into a small church, and because of the blizzard, the pastor couldn't come, and an elderly deacon entered the pulpit, and he read this verse, and there's not many people there, and he points to young Spurgeon and says, "You, young man, look very miserable, and you will always be miserable unless you heed my verse. Look to me and be saved, all ye ends of the earth." It shows up in more than a few Spurgeon sermons. Well, these are great truths. The God of salvation, who is our God. Well, let's give ear to the reading of this passage, God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 14. Thus says the Lord, the wealth of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush and the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over to you and be yours. They shall follow you. They shall come over in chains and bow down to you. They will plead with you, saying, "Surely God is in you, and there is no other, no God besides him. Truly you are a guide who God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. All of them are put to shame and confounded. The makers of idols go in confusion together. But Israel is saved by the Lord with everlasting salvation. You shall not be put into shame or confounded to all eternity. For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, he is God, who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it empty. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord. There is no other. I did not speak in secret in a land of darkness. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you survivors of the nations. They have no knowledge who carry about their wooden idols and keep on praying to a God that cannot save. Declare and present your case. Let them take counsel together. Who told this long ago? Who declared it of old? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God, no other God besides me. A righteous God and a Savior, there is none besides me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. By myself I have sworn. From my mouth has gone out in righteousness a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me are righteousness and strength. To him shall come and be ashamed all who were incensed against him. In the Lord, all the offspring of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. The grass withers, the flower falls, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.